Welcome to the Tin Biscuit Podcast. Today we've got some new guests. That is the Retford Ghost Hunters. So do you want to introduce yourselves?
Yeah. Shall I go first?
Yeah.
Hello, I'm Rachel Parsons. I'm the founder and manager of Retford Ghost Hunters. We've been going for a couple of months, haven't we?
2 months.
So yeah. We've got quite a big team, but we've only brought so many. Well, so many
the
can only fit
ones.
In your car.
I know. So how many of you is there all together?
About 11.
Wait there. Sorry, we haven't introduced the rest of
yeah.
us.
Yeah, go on.
I'm Leanne. I'm a team leader. That's it. You've said the rest.
Hi, I'm Danielle. I'm a team leader also. I'm the gob of the group. I'm a gob shy, to be honest. I'll just put it out there.
Hi, I'm Connie. I'm a
straggler.
I'm a paranormal investigator.
Connie, that used to be a name off Blue Peter, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did it?
Really?
All right.
Oh, I thought it was the dog.
Sorry, Connie. I honestly thought it was a Labrador. Wow. Thought it was a Labrador.
So, because there's four of us, no, there's not, how many of there's five, we've only got two mics if we be with the mics.
Yeah.
And we're cool beans. Okay, so what made you all into the paranormal, getting to the paranormal?
Well, I think we've all had our own personal experiences, haven't we?
Yes, definitely.
I've done it for over 20 years on and off. Mm-hmm. And literally, I joined another team and it was absolutely shit. And I thought, you know what, I could do this myself.
In what way was it shit?
Well, every time there was a particle of dust, he was getting excited and saying, oh, we've got an orb. And I'm like, you haven't got an orb. And I thought, I need to be in a team where it's taken more seriously. You're allowed to debunk, mm-hmm. you know. And when you're an investigator, you're looking at the
bigger picture.
Well, the bigger picture, yeah. And you're allowed to say, no, it's not a ghost.
We like to debunk. We like the scientific thing around it.
Yeah.
It's not all like spooks and spirits. Like a lot of it is just wind and just science, isn't it?
Yeah, a few clicks and farts here and there.
Yeah, exactly.
Not to say we don't get excited, because we do.
God, yeah, we do.
But quite often, well, not quite often, but sometimes after, you know, people like, for instance, the other week, we took a photograph of you near that tree.
Yeah.
And there were two gleaming eyes. Now, you felt something behind you, didn't you? And we kept
all
hearing
night.
Noises.
Yeah.
So we were like, God, we've got this right demonic looking thing. Somebody sent us an email saying, no, it's a sticker on a tree.
All right.
So when we went to have a look, and it was like, yeah, it was a sticker on a tree. So we put a great big red debunk across it, didn't we?
Because I think as well, we'll gain more followers to debunk things.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Than just making out that it's all spiritual. Because people are just going
to
think,
we want to be credible.
Yeah, because I read it in Lincolnshire Live, you don't use a Ouija board.
No, we don't.
No.
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 We have personal reasons for that, don't we?
Well, yeah, but also I want, because I setting the team up, I wanted to come from a different approach.
Yeah.
Everybody does Ouija boards, table tipping, seance, and it's a bit boring anyway, isn't it?
And you
just don't know whether people are moving it themselves.
Michael
or
Faraday, that book that I was
yeah,
telling you about,
sure,
by that Stoke Hunt called like Ouija, Michael Faraday was the scientist and he did an experiment with the table tippers.
Mm-hmm.
So he put some reeds or straws on top of the table, then a plain of glass on top.
Okay.
And he said to all here, if it's in like the spirits, the table will move, and if it's just yourselves doing it, only the glass will move. And everyone was in agreement, and lo and behold, it's just the glass that moved. And like they could never replicate the effect after.
What's that?
Just the table tipping. But the same process with the Ouija boards.
Mm-hmm.
Be like, because you can never really answer or ask a question the Ouija board doesn't know.
No.
Because you'll know.
Exactly.
But that's the thing that got me into, because I thought I never used to use psychics. Cause I used to do a bit of paranormal.
Yeah, we enjoy his equipment. And we're actually building his equipment up. In fact, we're so excited because we're just about to order an SLS camera.
All right.
You know, the Ghost Adventurers
right.
kind of connect where it picks up the skeleton form.
Yeah.
So if it, you go around the room, it'll pick whoever's, you know, it'll pick up your skeleton. If there is something there...
That music's dead loud.
Is it?
Yeah. Sorry, we just do it on the sea front, because, like, you have to meet them all, so...
We'll just have to steam up, it don't matter.
We're going to wonder what we're doing. Steaming up. When he's on someone's toys.
It's a microphone.
Everything can put to be used.
Yeah.
Love
it.
If you're brave enough.
Yeah, so we're excited for that to come. We use EVPs. We use EMF meters. Eyes, ears, sensors, obviously.
And notes.
And what?
And notes.
Notes.
Yeah, yeah.
Scribble it down. It's most important.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we also we go live. Yeah. As well, which is a really good way of showing that we are genuine.
Yeah.
Because we're not editing.
Yeah.
But we also film it as well.
Mm-hmm.
Because like sometimes on live you.
We miss
like the other day
over.
when we were in the bank in the vault, and I knocked on the door and said, "Is anybody, you know, knock back." Didn't hear anything at the time. I didn't hear it live, but when I watched the footage after, there's a clear knock.
There's a knock there. Yeah.
Did it correspond to straight after sort of thing?
So we back up our footage, you know what I mean? So.
And it helps that our viewers sometimes see things that we don't, and they'll capture it, like do a screenshot and send it to us, and that's really useful as well.
So it's like more eyes as well, isn't it?
Yeah. I'll be honest, most of the photos have come from viewers.
Yeah.
Screenshotting on the phones. We've had some amazing photos, haven't we?
We've got really good followers, very like even though we've not been going long, we've got like
they love us.
They love it,
So how long have you been going for?
Only about two months.
Yeah.
Oh right.
Yeah. You wouldn't think it because we're obviously getting
shit up.
Like did you all know each other before then?
Yeah. I never knew Rachel or Connor.
Do you know what? I'm gonna tell you like an amazing little story. That morning, David went to work. He said to me, he says, "Rach, why don't you just do it yourself?" And I went, "I know, but it's going to team, innit?" He come back at 5:30, and I went, "Guess what?" He went, "What?" I goes, "I've got a team." He goes, "That's not possible, Rachel." I said, "It's just gone mad. One person were giving me another person's name, and they're wanting to do it." And I says, "We're having a meeting on Friday." It was just unreal, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And it just gelled together.
Yeah.
I've got a historian.
Yeah.
And he's fantastic. He's 66. Sorry, Trev, but he's 64-year-old, retired. Teacher, and he's so
history teacher.
No, but he is an art teacher and photography. But
right.
He is so passionate about history. And we're like that, aren't we? When he starts, we're like,
he does.
Go on.
But,
he does. But he's brilliant.
Fascinating. I could sit in a room and listen to him.
I know.
It's
amazing.
Yeah,
like,
he's got so much knowledge there.
But we enjoy being able to back up where we're going with history because we use it as trigger objects as well.
Right. Yeah.
So. Like when we went to a crash site, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
It was local to where we live actually, and I didn't even know a plane had crashed there in 1952. So we'd got the name of the pilot, we'd got all the information of what happened. So I stored with his photograph that we'd go off internet, and read out all this information, and that was it. It was just going crazy. We had the Paratech on, didn't we?
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about as well.
Mm-hmm.
And the words that were coming out were all to do with planes, wasn't it?
Yeah. Amazing.
Amazing. So, and I think that would just, that's like a trigger.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
So, there's one question I do want to ask is, what's the scariest, like, sort of situation you've all been in as a team?
As a team, I'm trying to think what the scariest.
Yeah, just think that,
I was quite scared when I saw that apparition the other day. That really did freak me.
What about in the cellar in the Turk's Head? You and
I did freak out out there as well.
That was the scariest bit for me.
That was
Turk's Head. Where's that? Is that
Retford?
It's in Retford.
That was our first one we did together.
I actually fell as if I was being strangled. Like I got real bad pains in my neck, and it honestly could feel the pressure around my neck. And I said, "I need to get out of this room. Get me out of this room."
And didn't you and my mum? You saw like a.
We saw black. It wasn't an apparition. It was like mist, but black, and it was just obviously in the background near where the old fashioned thing where they used to put the barrel down. It was there.
I loved it.
And I had this feeling.
The thing is, we didn't know you had that. And then
what
I did because we got walkie talkies, and I'm like, right, Danielle, you come up now. We'll come down.
We didn't
swap stories, but then we had the same experience.
Yeah.
So that was quite a freaky place.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
It was a strange place.
And we did get a. That was the picture on Lincolnshire Live.
All right.
Yeah. Duke Newcastle.
Yeah. What about you? You haven't said your scariest thing yet.
Well,
or you?
Mine was actually the other day. We were at the Ship Inn and we all got licked in the cellar, and it was the gas bottles that were going off. But it was kind of debunked, saying yeah, it's just the gas bottles going off. But at the time, we were asking something to make a noise, and it was going bang really loud in the corner, and oh, we're all scared, weren't we?
And the guy as well said, yes, the gas bottles go off, but not that much.
Not that often, no.
They were going off every 25, 30
every
seconds.
Question.
On command.
Yeah, literally.
Oh, yeah.
So why would it do that? Do you know what I mean? And like, we couldn't debunk it really, could we?
Not really.
And you can feel when something's there as well. Like, your senses are really heightened and you can feel something's not...
The air becomes thicker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A
bit
definitely more oppressive.
Yeah. I always say it's like walking through porridge. That's how I can describe it. It's like,
as soon as you said
sun
porridge, the like sitcom just came to my head for some reason. I didn't even think of the analogy.
A bit of Ronnie Barker.
Yeah.
That's for the food.
Yeah.
Bit of golden syrup on it.
Look, thinner stick grew.
Yeah, you have honey on porridge.
Oh, God,
yeah, honey's
syrup.
Great. Yeah. Sorry, back to ghosts.
What about yourself? I've like forgot all your names, so I'm going to know what about you.
I'm Leanne.
Sorry.
Right. Mine was probably in the cellar at the Turk's Head.
Was it?
You know when we were first in there, and we couldn't see, like, David was stood there, and it looked like there was, it was like just blended in.
He blended
in,
into like the back, didn't he? You couldn't see when he started or ended.
Yeah, and it was just like, there was something around him, or it looked like it. Mm-hmm. And then the paratech said demon.
It did, and then a massive orb left his body.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was just so black, you know, when it's that dark, like you feel like can't breathe. You were like that. You
really
were like
dark.
That in there. Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, black.
Yeah.
Proper.
Because, like, we've got a scary church near us called Skidbrook Church.
Yeah, you were saying.
I don't know if you've all ever heard of that.
I've heard of it.
Robin Fairman went with his, you know, the Ghostbuster from Grimsby.
Yeah.
He went and loads of weird stuff happened.
Well, the guy from our team, Evan, he couldn't come tonight, but he was really wanting to talk to you about that because he went. He had his own group years ago.
All right.
He used to. He also was. You know, can you remember Jane Goldman Investigates?
Yeah.
The series. Well, he was the team that.
All right.
That. And his mate, who I went to school with, both of them, got possessed.
Marked.
One of
got marked.
He was telling us, and got marked. Yeah.
Did he?
In there. Mm.
Yeah, because like I might. Was walking around the graveyard, I think it was last year, no it wasn't, what year, it could have been the year before to be fair, and I was saying to my mate Holly, I said, what would you do if you found a body hanging in the graveyard? Because I always say weird creepy stuff. I mean, it's like, well, sunshine, but I'm like, then I felt like a tingling on sort of my arm, and three scratches appeared.
Really?
Yeah.
That's
so hard, isn't it? But then there was a baby crow hopping around beforehand, and I thought if I picked it up knowing my luck, I would just get like fucking attacked in that. So I don't know if it was
the birds.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You don't like an old man.
No, just some sort of like poltergeist effect that I've done on myself.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there is that theory.
Yeah.
You know, and that's why we are such a good team, because we're very open to the scientific as well, and about our bodies and what your mind can do.
Yeah.
You know, there is that. I can't remember what they call it now.
Like. Did you,
like stigmata.
You,
you know, I can't remember what they call it though.
I was going to say, did I tell you about the reason, like one of the reasons I got into it, because I don't know if it's just psychological or whatever, but when I was a kid, me and my mates used to like do this thing where like one person would lay down and the other would like rub your temples and tell you a story, and there'd be this story about someone's chasing you and like you're running down this road and then this thing, whatever it is, scratches, like catches you and starts scratching your back, and then like you'll do that for like a minute and then get up, lift your top up, you've got scratches all over your back.
There you go, you see.
But it's like, is that
psychosomatic?
That's
the word.
Yeah. Is that paranormal?
I believe that your body can do that, because your body can heal itself. So it's like, that's like a positive, you know. And I think the body can harm itself.
Yeah,
your mind is a very powerful thing.
So
yeah, definitely, especially poltergeist cases always seem to focus around one person. And if you take that person out of the haunted house, everything subsides. But as soon as you bring them back in, but it only lasts for about 6 months. Poltergeist things to a year maybe.
Right.
But you will find like all the cases, if them sort of you read, all focuses around one person.
Yeah, or a couple. Look at the Enfield, case. That was the two girls, wasn't it? But what was that real? But then
I do think a poltergeist is from the person, and I believe in residual energy.
I think you might be right.
As well.
I always thought Poltergeist was a child ghost. That's what I was always taught from my previous when I was ghost.
Supposed to be a mischievous ghost.
Yeah, it's German for noisy ghost, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah.
But like, sort of now they think it comes from the person themselves.
Mm. Isn't there that theory that like it could be a teenager that's causing it? You know, because of all the hormones and everything. Yeah. Like they're obviously going through things.
And it's like normally pre-pubescent.
Apart from, there was one on. Can you ever remember? You won't because you're too young. Michael Aspel. Strange but true.
No.
Oh my God! You need to watch that. You would love that. It. Michael Aspel, and it was these.
I'm too young, did you say?
Yeah.
I'm only 40. Well, I'm 40.
Oh, you're 40. Yeah. Oh, you look younger than that.
I thought you were like my age.
Now everyone can hear that on my podcast. Thank you.
I thought you were like 28, 29.
I thought you were older.
Did you?
No.
Did you say you're swapping her?
Yeah.
What? Oh, like
I'm
older
joking.
Than 40?
No, I'm joking.
She's joking. No. And it was these. There were about four old men. Well, old men. They were like in the 50s, 60s, and they had this garage. And all of a sudden, like little money started to appear, like £10 note or pennies, and then nuts and bolts started to be chucked around. You need to watch it. It's amazing. And they ended up just getting used to it. But then one of them saw a little boy in the corner and he just smiled at him. But it's funny you're saying about one person, because the garage in the end, it folded, and one of the blokes said it went home with him.
Right.
So you never know, it could be that guy.
Because, because like I've seen, I've just keep switching my light on to make sure my thing's working, because the last podcast I had.
Didn't record.
Well.
Especially it being a spooky one.
The fucking car did something. Or maybe it was me. I don't know.
Like us when we filmed. You know, because we've not been going long and we've bought all this equipment.
Yeah.
It's all new to us, isn't it? Yeah. So we went and filmed, didn't we? And the bloody sound went.
We didn't turn the microphone.
Yeah. Brilliant. So we went back and said, we don't know, it must be paranormal, but I'm Matt.
Did you switch the thing on?
Yeah,
it was our fault. We didn't work it properly.
So, on like a normal investigation, sort of step by step.
Okay.
What would you do? Would you do a base test of everything for the electrics and
we've started
EMF?
We started to, and the thermometer thing, because it took us a bit to get.
Is that the one that hits the red dot?
Yeah.
Because that's the surface one, isn't it?
That gives you baseline reading. So if then somebody feels a cold chill or whatever, you can do it again. But we're still trying to get like paperwork together and forms and stuff. But there is actually something that you can print out from the internet, which I've seen, it's fab, and you even put the moon phase down,
right.
So you can like see if anything, if you could look back at your notes, you could see if there's any effect from different things and weather, all sorts.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
so
excuse me. Yeah, because I had people come to me, and I used to give them an exercise book and a pencil. I said, as soon as anything spooky happens, write it down.
Yeah,
just remember the time, day, and weather.
Yep.
And then you can say, well, it happens when it's raining all the time. Then it leads you to think, it's going to be an environmental.
I mean,
because concrete expands, shrinks, it cracks.
Yeah.
Wood
it also
cracks.
Records.
Yeah.
Stone records.
So that well,
the silicone.
That's a big thing with residual energy.
Yeah, absolutely.
So if people say, I've seen a big tribe of Roman soldiers walking, they're like not.
Yeah.
There.
And if the weather or the moon phases at the same time, you've got a recording of that, haven't you? But that could take a few years, like, couldn't it, to see sort of like a pattern. But I think, well, from the start, usually we get a lead, and then we go, we have an interview with that person, we have a little bit of a checklist and see, you know, what kind of activity they get in. And then we arrange a day for us all, don't we?
Yeah.
Try and get as big a team as we can, but not everybody can make it. That's why I wanted a big team, so we can have at least five or six per investigation. But sometimes everybody turns up.
Yeah.
And then we just go, don't we? We just go. We wing it, because you can't plan it. You cannot plan it. You have to go on feeling. You have to go on what activities happening there and then.
It's like everyone's got a brief of things, what's like going on. And
We've got walkie-talkies as well.
Yeah.
Sometimes we split into two teams. We swap people.
If I'm not getting activity, I should go walkie-talkie and be like, I'm not getting any activity.
And what do I say?
stay there. Carry on. Carry on and keep calm.
Just stay there. It'll come. And then we just go with the flow, don't we?
Yeah.
But we don't tell our mediums where we're going, though, do
no,
we?
No, we don't. No.
We keep that
we have
secret.
A different chat. We've got a chat, a messenger chat, haven't we, for us all? And then we've got a venue chat.
Right.
So the mediums are not allowed on that.
Oh, you do use mediums then?
Oh, yeah, so. We've got, we have got a couple of mediums, yeah.
Right, because I never used to. I used to do it from the complete science view. I did have two. I had a young lad and another girl.
The good thing is, they don't want to do Ouija boards or seances. So, I mean, Mandy's just sort of like she's been a medium for about a year, she's seen dead people, should you say, since you were a kid.
Yeah.
She's coming out of a shell with it, though, isn't she?
She's
getting a lot
she's
more
confident. She's opening up, isn't she, to that spiritual world.
But, and we've got another one, Berta, she's a Polish lady. She does tarot cards, really, doesn't she?
Yeah.
So I think she's going to probably move more into maybe just becoming a paranormal investigator.
Yeah.
Because it's not kind of her forte, is it, that part? So, it's a good team, isn't it?
What we like to do is not tell the mediums where we're going, but then obviously we've got our historian.
Yeah.
So we'll know some of the backstory to wherever we are, but the mediums won't. So if they can pick up on that's pretty good evidence for us, isn't it? Yeah.
So they might say a name or something, we're like...
If it relates back to, you know, things. Yeah.
So what sort of equipment have you got then?
What we got? Come on, we've got EVP.
Yeah. Which is like digital recorders, isn't it? Yeah. Or do you do it on tape?
No, we've got digital
recorders. I use one, and I thought I should have always had two.
We've got two, at the same time.
Like a backup.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, no, if I'm like recording both at the same time, and if I'm, like you pick one anomaly on one, it should pick up on them like the other. Because digital's a bit harder to. A lot can go wrong with digital. Like orbs have only come since digital cameras, because like in low light they can't pixelate properly.
And things
like that. So we're like, if it's a film, like a film camera picture, you'll be able to tell if it's a fault with the like development, the film. It's a lot easier with digital. It's a lot harder. And the same with EVP.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. Well, I've got two. I'm half of the team, and then Evan's got one, and somebody else who's in the team's got one. We've got a spirit box on the way.
Yeah, I've got a spirit box coming.
Is that the one where it speaks through it?
The Frank's box, that's the proper word.
Really loud, annoying really ones. But they are really good, though.
It's coming from America, that is.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
But did that cost you? They're quite a bit of money now,
80 quid. Not too bad, 80 quid.
That's better than I thought.
Yeah.
Then we've got one main camera with infrared, and then we've got extra lighting, infrared lighting. Then we've got two smaller cameras for locked off.
Yeah,
and with infrared as well.
And we've got what's that thing that we're pressing? It shows like a.
Oh, we've got a grid light laser
grid
torch.
Light laser.
Right.
Yeah. Have you seen them?
Yeah.
So they shine like green dots.
Yeah.
And then, if something walks through, you can see it easier.
Yeah. Yeah, they do that with strobes as like well when strobes flash, if like something moves faster, you'll
that's
be able to
right.
see it.
Yeah.
But I think I might end up shitting my pants if I saw something like that.
Really?
It's just something weird about a strobe, and if you saw something shoot across.
Yeah. Double shitting. No, it's like that's for the viewers as well, isn't it? Because they can.
Yeah. And they might be able to see things like shadows walking.
I've just
in between the grids.
Ordered a couple of sensors as well. You know.
For the like house alarm sensor things.
They pass. Actually ghost hunting ones.
Ah right.
A motion detector.
Yeah.
Sorry, I couldn't think of a word. And also, it's quite funny this, I'm bidding on eBay for this door wedge. It's fantastic. So if you go to a place and they say, oh well, that door opens on its own all the time, obviously you've got to check for drafts and use your thermometer and everything. This wedge, it's got an alarm on it. So if the door opens, we don't have to put a locked off camera or anything. We can just like go, quick, let's go. And run.
We can hear the alarm. So,
or put someone near the door.
Yeah. We're thinking about getting two dolls. So we can try and contact children's spirits.
Right.
Tell them to play, go and play with the doll. And what it does, it's not a motion detector. It's like a magnetic field. So it obviously senses that there's a magnetic field there. And the eyes flash on the doll.
Really?
Yeah.
And you can get some with a built-in EVP.
You can get clowns, dolls, just for kids.
Just trying to make it scary.
Absolutely terrifying.
Makes it scary, but it's for children as well, for the children's spirits to play with. Yeah. Like, they'll want to come through if there's so much to play with, won't they?
A Mr. Scary as well. It's like it's an old-fashioned toy that it's on springs and you press it down.
Oh, and it you pops touch up, it.
Yeah, if something it touches up, it, it'll pop up.
Yeah,
but you like, so the only thing that is, you'd have to check the spring.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I might have it because, like, some would
very
say.
Sensitive.
Yeah.
Well, it's faulty or whatever.
Yeah. Very sensitive.
I just thought it'd be a bit of fun, it wouldn't
it? But if you have three bits of evidence that corresponds to that one happening, that's a lot better.
We also...
But it costs so much money now, the stuff, like sort of digital recorders. I mean, 20 quid's not a lot, but if you want three or four of them, it soon adds up.
Of course it does.
Yeah, and we were just on about, because I think my Visa card's about maxed out.
Is it?
Been about £1,000 up to yet. It's easy, isn't it, to just accumulate, but it's what we need. We need it.
We need to start it.
We need to start somewhere.
Yeah. Have you got some EMF meters, you say?
Yeah.
What sort are they?
Well, we've got one that's just the thing that moves.
Is that the small thing grey one?
No, we haven't. We've got that one coming. Yeah. We've got one in it. It's a bit shit, isn't it?
Yeah, is it a bit shit?
Yeah, it just like pulsates and lights and it makes a noise all the time. So yeah, we've got a couple.
We need
K2 meter. That's what we need.
That's what I've ordered.
K2 meter.
That's what I've ordered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I used to have a tri-field meter, but it only had the three axes.
Yeah.
On it.
Yeah. But the lights are better because if you you can even use it to respond like a yes and no.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Use it in both ways.
Because I can remember I did a Ouija board and we set everything up to see if there was any detection of anything, nothing came.
No, you probably wouldn't.
Except for one thing, what I did was ask people to write a question and put in the double sealed envelope, so I didn't know the question. Put the envelope on the Ouija board and asked it.
Yeah.
And on the last question, we just said there was a answer, like, there's a question in this envelope, and you put it, and it spelled out Causeway, but it missed out the E. And the question in it was, what's the eighth wonder of the world? Well, there's only seven wonders in the world,
isn't there?
The Causeway is one meant to be one of the eight because it's the big.
Must be an intelligent ghost then.
But like,
I didn't know that one.
Well, the person that was on it was a clairvoyant anyway. She wasn't really a psychic as such. She was a clairvoyant. Like, she could see time. She said she experienced a time slip once.
I love
that. So where she just looked up and everything was back to olden times.
I love that.
Wow.
So
that's amazing. You see, I believe that's possible.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, you can't deny. We live in such a, people are so blind, aren't they, with the media, and they think that, it's all about Love Island and everything else.
There's like more out there, like
there is.
Yeah, of course there is. And in fact, Rachel used to work at a place, we won't mention the name because they don't want any media, but it was a porthole, wasn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
She had some amazing experiences there,
absolutely,
didn't you?
Absolutely, yeah. I had an amazing experience with one night when we were having a drink, and we'd all, well, the lady of the manor, when she used to go away, I used to nick her glass because it was this beautiful crystal, big tall glass, and I used to feel lovely with my wine. and it was white wine. Anyway, we were all drinking it, and the phone rang in the hallway, and my ex-husband at the time and his friend, we all walked out together because they were looking at the fireplace in the hall. I was on the phone. We went back in. And let me just think of that story. We'd run out of the white wine and filled the glasses back up with rosé, that's right. And I'm not keen on rosé, so I tasted it and went, it's all right, put it outside of my chair. Then the phone rang and we went out. When we went back in, I went to look for my glass and I said, where's my glass? And everybody were like, well, I don't know, we haven't moved it. I said, well, you must have done it, we're here. So when we looked over, right in front of the television was this massive glass, and it was filled to the brim where you couldn't get another drop in of white wine.
Really?
And that's what sent me off into wanting to know what it's all about. Are you all right?
Yeah.
Uncomfortable.
Thing.
Are you sure?
That's a bit freaky, that.
Well, at what point, and I said last night, didn't I? Because we went live last night. I said, at what point did the ghost go to the shop and buy a bottle of white wine? Do you know what I mean?
That's, is there a ghost shop? More like a post, that's more like a poltergeist effect.
Yeah, but how?
Or like sort of long with stacking. Like,
at what point?
It's a completely different drink, isn't it?
So yeah, at what point did it do it?
Did it make the rosé first?
Yeah. Bizarre. Absolutely
someone else
bizarre.
Doing it?
No, there were nobody else there. And we all walked out together. As I got up to go to the phone, they was chatting behind me and walking because they were talking about the history of this fireplace. So, yeah, that's... Blew me mind.
Yeah, that is amazing.
So, like, how did you find everyone for the team? How did you get...
One person giving me numbers and just
probably
passing on and on.
I brought you, didn't I?
Because I'm Leanne's friend.
Yeah.
Oh, right. We're friends.
We're twin
flames, we're soul sisters, aren't we? Me and Leo.
What's that? Connie, you were bringing somebody else and you went to
Yeah, there's another member of the team, Lucy. Did you meet at the pub?
Yeah. So were you not actually meant to...
No, I was just giving her a lift, really, and then just hanging around, and then I actually saw what you guys were doing, and I was like, yes, I want to be a part of this.
Mm. Right.
And I've loved it ever since.
Yeah, you've been really good, actually, yeah.
She's very faithful. Yeah. Always giving lifts, bless her.
Yeah. So, like, do any of you do any research book-wise towards, like, paranormal investigation?
I've bought a book. It's the Nottinghamshire Ghost. It's got all the... most haunted places in Nottinghamshire. I've told you about the book and I've sent you photos of it.
Oh, that's cool.
It's got some amazing places, like really good. And it's got one, and it's an old, apparently it's been debunked now, but it was an old church. Do you know what was it called? Really up? No, it's really famous. Like
you
a really famous
book.
Haunting.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what it's called. Yeah, I've read it, but I'm trying to think where it's in Nottingham. Yeah. It's an old church, and it's obviously it was meant to be really haunted. It's all been debunked. Like it was just like the earth moving and all sorts, things cracking and all that. So it went
really boring then, isn't it?
No, because it's not the book's not all about that. No. It's about other places.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I think internet's a great
YouTube
and stuff.
YouTube, the internet, and just read out the bullshit.
Even like word of mouth of people, like you'll see our tops and they're like, oh God, we've got to get, oh my God, this happened to me.
It's like why we went down the, is it Red Path?
Yes.
Like that was purely because of other people's experience.
That stories.
Yeah, that's why we went there. And that, I'd say that's the best evidence we've got.
And that was just walking down a field to a tree. To a yew tree in the middle of nowhere.
And we ended up singing,
here we go out around the mulberry bush, because the medium said, I'm getting mulberry bush. And I went, and it's supposed to be a little girl that was seen. So I said, right, we're going to sing it. So we sang live, here we go around the mulberry bush. When we finished, we went home. Next day, Trevor the historian came back to my house and he said, how did it go? And I told him. And I said, oh, we started singing Mulberry Bush. And he went, that's weird. I goes, why? He says, well, in the 70s, when I used to walk down there as a kid, there was a massive mulberry bush there. He says, and then it was uprooted. He says, for like irrigation and what have you. He says, and that was quite, everybody knew about the mulberry bush down there. Mm. So that was really bizarre.
Yeah.
Because Mandy's not old enough to remember that.
Yeah. No way she could have heard it.
She didn't know where we were going. She didn't know where we were going, did she?
Until the night, yeah.
We're great.
We literally tell them last minute, don't we?
Yeah. We don't want them to... We want them to be obviously be genuine. We don't want them to be, you know what I mean, faking it.
We want to just be as credible as we
can.
There's
too many fakes,
will. Isn't there? There's too many fakes.
Yeah, there's a lot of fakes, yeah.
Yeah.
I think because you've got... I think as well... Sorry.
It's all right.
No, I know it's like all up in it.
If you just, like, we'll get this sort that up there like that, and I'll put mine up there like that, and we'll sort of angle them out.
Yeah.
I think
do you want us to lean in, or are we all right?
Always sure one in there. I think that's all right. Hello.
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 Yeah, hi. That's all right.
All right.
I think because you start something, don't you? And it's like Most Haunted. I'm gonna say it. Most Haunted. I've been on Most Haunted. Mm? Yeah. I was on it.
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah.
Why?
Because of the place I worked in that I was telling you about.
Okay. Yeah.
Ended up, my boss, who was an aristocrat, and he used to say, Rachel, you're bloody stupid believing in these ghosts. And I said, well, it's your bloody place. And he'd be like, no. And then one day I heard him hopping, because he had a limp, hopping out of his room. And I went, what's the matter? He went, I've seen your bloody ghost. And I was like, all right. He says, that's it. And he phoned all these bloody people to come. I was like, right, brilliant. So I says to him, you ought to go on Most Haunted. You know, it's the thing at the moment. And yeah, he had him there within a few days, yeah.
Derek Aquara.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah.
They were asleep most at night.
Were they?
Yeah, I'm going to say it.
Yeah, they're full of shit, aren't they?
Yeah.
Well, no, it is. That's
I can't believe
what...
it. Derek Aquara had a long black coat on. And I'd literally previously, about a year before, lost my sister and my niece. Yeah? And I thought, if he's a medium, I'm sure he's going to say something to me. He must do. Anyway, whilst in, and they were all knackered, he sat down and he put his hands across his chest like that. And he went... And he went to sleep. And I'm like going, what the fuck? It's me so excited. Rhett Fielding walks in and she's like going on about a puppy that she's wanting. And she's going, oh, I don't want it too big and I don't want it too little. So quite sarcastically, I said, oh, is it, do you want one that's been made earlier? You know, because of Blue Peter.
Yeah.
So she didn't like me after that.
No.
No.
That's surprising.
Because everyone laughed. So she was like, And she's an albino. Which
she's
I never
what?
Knew. An albino.
Is she?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah, yeah. Seen it. Yeah. Saw her have her makeup done and that. So that was quite weird as well.
She's albino.
Yeah.
Wow, I never
she
knew
has lenses
that.
And. Yeah.
Oh my God, what took
I don't know where this conversation's going, but anyway.
It's interesting.
I'm really nearly tempted to get my phone and Google these. You've got a feeling on albino.
That's brilliant. She has a makeup artist to go with her.
Be like, so because on a side note, people hunt albinos in like
do
Eastern
really?
Countries. Yeah,
they
yeah.
Do, they
being like, because like, the body
what do
part.
What do with them?
Well, the body parts are for witchcraft.
Worth a
oh.
lot of money, especially
yeah.
in places like Haiti, near
yeah.
Dominican Republic.
Wow. You know what? You're so full of information. But yeah, she said ghost boat earlier.
Also, on a side
I'm
note,
I'm that type of person.
On a side note, that I learned an interesting fact not last week, the week before, but Stranger Things is based on truth as well.
Stranger Things,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah. Yeah, it's they did an experiment at Montauk.
Oh yeah,
wow.
Yeah, yeah.
And it like was originally going to be called Montauk, but because they said there was in that chair, they've like got the Montauk chair, and
right.
this boy conjured up a demon or something from his mind, and that's why they just shut it all down and sealed it was with that concrete.
Wow,
you just spoiled it for me for us. I don't even know if that's how they do it in Stranger Things,
but apparently the first episode
yeah.
is basically the story of what happened at Montauk.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they did MK Ultra there and stuff like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
So.
You know, about going back to Alistair Crowley, mm-hmm. they had to burn down that house, didn't they?
I don't know.
Yeah, I've watched a documentary about it, and he conjured up that many poltergeists and demons in it that it had to be burned down. Got destroyed because obviously with that evil.
So mm-hmm. had you been a poltergeist? Wouldn't you just like bugger off outdoor?
No.
It's weird, isn't it?
I think it's just out. I think it's people get that scared that I mean, what do they used to do to witches? Let's burn them. The magic.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you burn them in the magic, if they're meant to be magic, then they shouldn't burn, should they?
Well,
they
no.
should just
yeah.
be all right.
Well, you're all confined to some sort of rules, aren't you? In sort of like
yeah.
sort of reality.
Yeah. Of course
yeah.
you are.
So you sure. still could have been magic, but you can't.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow. Going back
that.
To Most Haunted, right, just to get my little point. So they did nothing all night, apart from the last 2 hours. And then at 4 o'clock, I was making them bacon sandwiches and saying goodbye. Yeah. And when I watched it, she's in the daytime saying, well, you know, we got a few things at Goat, because you used to call it Ghost House, at Ghost House. And I thought, when did you
probably
film
completely
that?
Given
pre-recorded
and everything. And they were knackered. They were just
you know where it is now. These viewers don't.
No,
like.
Don't.
I'm just about to say, it's if they put the connections in Google.
Yeah.
Ghost House.
Ghost House.
Yeah, Ghost House. Just Google Ghost House Most Haunted, and you will find out where you used
well,
to work.
Series 6, episode 1. just saying.
Hope
yeah,
there's no albino hunters in the UK.
Bless her.
If she gets murdered, it's your fault.
It's her fault,
yeah,
not mine.
Not my fault. Why is it?
You were talking.
It's your fault. You told them that they're worth a fortune.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah. Katie,
yeah but she, I don't know. Is it fake news? Is she really an albino?
Yeah. Can I this is an editor. This is, you can say what you want, can't you? Yeah. My boss actually said to her, are your pubes white too?
Oh my God. Are your pubes white too? And like, what did you feel? I
just laughed and walked away. She? And he gave her an organ. Not his.
Sliced it open.
He gave her an organ, I think, to say sorry.
What sort of organ did he give her?
In the hallway. It was an organ, and she kept saying, oh, I love that, I'd love that in our...
No, but I just assumed, was it a bit of meat, was it the other euphemism organ?
No, it was an actual organ that you play.
Because her house is actually, if you ever watched MTV Cribs, she was on it, and her house, she sleeps like it's a coffin, like she has a bed in the coffin, and it's fucking weird, it's like a castle.
You've had field day.
Yeah. She's so a vampire part-time, I'm telling you now. So she sucks blood.
His organ is in her castle. And saying, are your pubes white?
Amazing.
Isn't it? I'm glad. You're so glad you found me.
I'll like try and get her on my podcast.
Our house is ace. Our house is mint. Yeah, it's like proper medieval castles.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Just ace. Mm. But the only thing that's like a bit gaudy, it's got like bright purple velvet bloody carpets and just a bit
proper Dracula-ish.
Very.
Is it? Who's she married to?
The guy who was on there, what do you call him again?
Richard Felix.
Richard Felix now.
About 90-year-old.
I used to work with Richard.
Did you?
Yeah. I can't remember his name now. No, it's gone. But he's the other guy in it, the cameraman. And then, you know, the one that went bald? The guy that was with her, and he totally lost his hair and everything through fright. That's her brother.
Was it?
Wow. Through fright.
Apparently.
Mm. That's something. Just got
do you know that? That's actually. That's
I'm
going to
sneeze in a minute.
Go on then.
Oh, he shaved his hair off.
You know, shaved his hair off.
It's actually common for certain people to lose their hair with ghost hunting.
Right, well, I'm going grey. Yeah. So it's your bloody fault. You'll be paying for my hairdressing appointments.
No, it's just called getting old.
Yeah, true. 28, fuck's sake.
I'm 40 and I'm going grey.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, so what do you want to know now?
More about your ghost group. About,
really?
So, yeah, but...
Well,
we've got
loads of stuff coming up, haven't we? We can't tell you where, though.
Exciting things.
Mediums might get to know.
Yeah.
Right.
And we're going to start doing events as well.
In what sort of sense?
Where we put an event on. We find a venue and a haunted one. And obviously, yeah. for instance, right, we've got a certain hotel.
Yeah.
So we know it's haunted.
And it's local
really
people know it's haunted as well.
Yeah.
It's quite famous. But.
So they can come, group of 30, buy tickets.
Right.
The place will put food on.
How much is the ticket?
There will be, I think, £40, but they'll get pie and peas, and they become investigators with us for
the
whole
night. So they get to use our equipment as well, so they become paranormal.
Do they get trained in it?
No.
Well,
trained out to use it, because obviously...
Yes, I'll be, me and Rachel and Leanne will be showing them that.
Yeah. Team of 10 per person.
Yeah.
So what? So you have 10 people.
10 people. Yeah.
On like under your command.
Yeah.
Basically.
just sitting around and doing whatever you do. But, yeah.
So like, how many investigations have you done then?
About 5 or 6 proper ones, haven't we?
Yeah, as a team we have. I've done about 9, 10.
Oh God.
Do you want to tell us a bit about them? Sort of like what if you've experienced anything? Any evidence you've got?
Yeah, that major. One at the Red Path at Langold, that was a big one for me.
We got a no, didn't we, on the MVP?
It was amazing.
And before we even got up to the top there, we were calling out for that little girl, and we were just, I think, did we get a giggle on the EVP?
Yeah, we did actually.
Yeah, got a little giggle on the EVP after we'd sang to her, because we all stood there singing around the mulberry bush.
Is it a distinctive giggle, or is it...?
Yeah, it is quite, but
in the background,
isn't it? Footage of the EVP of the no.
Yeah,
God, you've never seen anything.
You've never heard anything
We got that on live, like, because Rachel stopped.
People on Facebook heard
behind
it.
Her.
Really? Mm-hmm.
Everyone heard
amazing.
It.
Yeah.
So, like, how often do you go live then? Do you go live at all your investigations?
We've started to, because we're getting such a good response.
Yeah.
We're getting known.
And we're getting our names out of there, you know what I mean? It's getting out there.
To the point where people are, like, messaging us, like, when are you on next live? And then we'll tell them a time, and then people are like, oh, I'm sat waiting, like, 5 minutes ago. And
and then venues are messaging us as well, saying, our place is haunted, can you come check it out? We've had a haunted house in Retford. Contact us.
Yeah.
We've not been there yet. You think you two went, didn't you, just to check it was haunted?
Yeah, we're unsure what to do, because we're not demonologists, you know? Yeah. We're not... it's another area
we're
to
not Ghostbusters
into.
Are we? We're not, just obviously investigators. No.
So, and she wanted it reared and all that, and you know, we're not equipped for that.
You see, with people like that, it's like already set in their mind, there's like sort of something there, and it's hard to work with people like that.
Of course,
Being
like, because, like, sort of every noise to them is going to be linked to the horn. So, like, just even if it's just a bit of wind,
I'm not going to see an orb there, though.
That's something that I do see. Naked I'm an orb seer.
Yeah.
That sounds weird, but I see them with my naked eye all the time.
Your eyes like, checked out. Yeah. I actually wasn't being funny then.
Like floaters.
I get them anyway, they're black. But yeah, proper balls of light, I can follow them and I'm like, wow.
But like, sort of, do you get your eyes, have your eyes checked since you started seeing them?
Well, I have my eyes checked, but yeah, this is different. It's not medical. Definitely not.
No, I'm not asking. I'm asking because other people would ask.
Oh, right, okay.
And then it would be like, well, have you had your eyes checked? Have you done this?
They're all right.
You can tell when it's different. You can tell.
I mean, we're not daft, are we?
No, there's times where you're live, and when you're live, people are like commenting, and they'll be like, oh, loads of orbs. And we actually physically say, don't we? Guys, that's just dust at the moment.
Yeah.
The other day we did the shipping in Newington. I'm allowed to say that where it is.
Yeah, because we've already done it.
Yes, we've done the shipping at Newington.
It's too late now.
And I know, get edit out. And we was obviously we're on Facebook Live, and we were all in a room, weren't we, where the tables and chairs were. And I saw an apparition. I saw a football apparition, and I did shit myself, didn't I? Jumped. And I know it was an apparition because there was nobody in that room at the time.
What did it look like?
It was just black. It was a black figure, just literally just walked past, just really slowly and disappeared. And I was like, I have just seen a fucking ghost. Like, didn't I? That was my terminology.
Very professional.
That is what I said. I have just seen a fucking ghost, and honest to God.
But I want that reaction.
Do you know, the hairs at the back of my neck stood up. It were that type of feeling, and I just knew that was paranormal. And that's my second, been doing it probably 10 years on and off, and that's my second apparition I've ever seen.
Is it?
Yeah.
And is that, so, you had quite a lot of experiences, and what sort of, how like many experiences have you had, would you say, if you've been doing it for 10 years?
A lot.
Why don't you tell them?
I've got an amazing one. Yeah, so there's a place called, have you ever heard of Sheffield Fire and Police Museum?
No.
Well, it's a big, old, very old building, and it used to be an old fire engine place, and obviously they turned it into half, because it's like a left wing and a right wing, so half of it was the fire engine place, whatever it's called, fire station, and then other side of it was an old cell block, and there was a man, and he used to murder prostitutes and just women, hated women, called Kane. And the team I used to do ghost hunting with at the time dared one of the team members, if they'd get locked in this side of the building on their own, and I put my hand up like a dickhead.
No walkie-talkies.
So like that. I put my hand up and I got locked in. The guy locked me in, Stuart locked me in, and then went into the other side of the building. So there was nobody else. It was just me and this spirit, Kane. I'm sat on his bed and thought, right, what do I do to agitate this bloke? He don't like women. So I threw some swear words out there. Called him a W wanker.
W wanker.
Called him a W wanker.
You wanker.
And within about 2 minutes of me messing about with him and being on the Ouija board.
That sounded a bit wrong. Messing about with him.
I was on the Ouija board. I'm sure. Yeah, so I was on the Ouija board. I heard a fucking growl in my ear. And
I thought
that was strange. That just happened. Yeah.
I heard a growl in my ear, and it was like in my head, it was like, get out, and I literally banged on that metal door, them like in the cell to get me out. I was petrified, and it was definitely him, because people have experienced not the growl, but they've experienced get out when they go in that cell. It's just an evil man. So after that, I got home 3 o'clock in the morning. Rosie rang me, who owned the ghost hunting team. She basically said, is there any way you got out of that cell? I was like, well, that's a stupid question. I was locked in. Well, we've had a phone call off the security guard. The room where they keep all the mannequins, they've all dismantled all over the floor. So I'd pissed him off.
Stuff like that freaks me out.
I'd pissed him off. He dismantled all the mannequins.
It freaks me out, the fact that you were locked there.
Yeah. On my own. I mean, that takes some guts, doesn't it?
Yeah. And nobody was like stood there to.
I was petrified. Absolutely petrified. Wow. Took 3 minutes for him to come, for him, the bangs, me banging on that door.
Like, I mean, I don't believe necessarily ghosts can hurt someone if there is such a thing as ghosts or spirits. Mm-hmm. But as you say, demonology is a different sort of area.
I think it can hurt you mentally.
It can do, yeah, and I think that's one of the dangers of using the Ouija
it
board.
It's
like it like can open your subconscious.
My mum got put in a place called B2 because she messed around with your Ouija board, and B2 is a psychiatric unit.
Yeah,
and it made her seriously ill, and that's one of the reasons I don't do it anymore. I don't even do Ouija
boards. Everyone's said, but you should get a book called a Ouija. Is your mum all right now?
No, it's still with her. It's always going to be with her. She's had. The upsetting thing is, we took her to like a spiritualist church. They sat her down and they tied her up like it was wrong what they did, and they were trying to get this entity out of her, this spirit. It's never gone. It's been about 11 years since this happened, and every once in a while she'll say, "I got strangled last night," and I'm like, "What?" Yeah, it strangled me. And then she'll tell me really weird things, and then she'll say weird things, and I'm just like, "Mother, oh my god." But then a part of me is like, is she poorly? Because obviously she has medication, but even she'll say when she has medication, it still don't take this strangling thing away. So is it paranormal? I don't know, but she did mess around with that Ouija board.
I mean, the only thing the danger of the Ouija board is that opening your subconscious.
Yeah.
And then if you do open your subconscious, it can lead to poltergeist-like effects, like things like that. So if you're not a strong enough person, or if you're drunk or on drugs or something, you shouldn't really use it. Purely not because the spirit might come through, but purely because if it unlocks your subconscious. Because they did, I think it was in that Ouija book with Stoke Hunt, like this like group was doing a Ouija board and it started speaking in French, and no one knew French who was using the Ouija board. But it turned out one of them was a cleaner, and the businessman she works for did business in French, so she subconsciously picked up on the French language and it came out through the Ouija board.
That is clever. Yeah, you see, you don't know what we absorb so much in our brains, don't we?
Yeah.
You don't know when it's going to come out and what a chance when you're opening all your channels and everything.
So that's what they think maybe deja vu is, because it's because if you've got a collective consciousness, are you picking up on someone else's consciousness?
But then people say that your Ouija board is just an old Victorian parlor game. That's what they used to do in the Victorian times.
It's
and all it means
game.
Is yes, yes, doesn't it? That's all your Ouija stands for.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of it is Hollywood. Like the telly's made it sound worse than it actually is, but
The
then,
Exorcist.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
The Captain Howdy.
Yeah. Gotcha.
Gosh. Yeah, and it's weird as well because like my background is born again Christian.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, my family are proper religious.
What
my
are the clap happy ones?
Yeah. I used to preach. I used to lead.
I used to go to church. Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you? I used to be a Sunday school teacher and everything. But I kind of like veered away, and that's a whole new.
Sometimes you put your spiritual armour on before you go to the thing. I've dropped my thing.
Oh, what you dropped?
My thing.
Oh, that thing.
That thing.
The recorder.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Let me just get it up.
Are we alright?
I was going to say out, but then that.
Yeah. Don't say that to Leon, get it up.
Just make sure it's working. So, I've experienced nothing too scary. Not as scary as being locked in a room and someone doing that
in my ear.
In your ear.
When did the glass smash? Was that there?
When I was on the Ouija board, the glass flew off and smashed as well. That was weird. When I was obviously, just before I got the growl, about 5 seconds before the growl, the glass smashed.
So you say you was using the Ouija board, what sort of stuff was you asking it? And was it just you on it?
Yeah, so I was just on the Ouija board. Yeah, because it was only me in the room. So I was on the Ouija board, and I think I said something like, "How many women did you kill?" And I never got any answers, because obviously this guy was obviously a prostitute murderer. So I wanted to ask him how many women he killed, and just questions about that, and he never gave me any answers. The only answer I got was the growls of to get out.
So it like sort of didn't move?
No, it just smashed. It just went on the floor and smashed just before the growl. Yeah. I've been to a place called Pendalil as well and had a strange experience there.
Isn't it?
Yeah, that's an awful place. I wasn't on a ghost hunt. Me and my ex-partner went up there just for cracks. We saw it on Most Haunted because obviously they did it. We went up there, and again, you know when you get the feeling like, get out, get out, get out? I was at the top of the hill, and I ran down that hill like the clappers. I mean, I proper ran because...
What's it called?
At Pendle Hill. It's witches, well, the Witches were home. Famous, really famous place.
Yeah. You know, since you just started talking about the witches, I get like a weird like feeling on my head, like, you know, if there's something about, and it's just started doing it when you're...
Is it? Yeah, it's really weird. Am I a witch?
Because haunted. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry.
Because you forgot your cap.
It just, it's like...
Oh, you took it off.
Yeah, I took it off. It's just like something's going like this.
I've not heard about that. Do you want to tell us a bit more about the witches?
Pendle Hill, yeah. So there was a fairly famous witch called Demdike. She was the main witch, and they used to basically do black magic. And what happened was, about 7 years ago, they were doing some, I think, archaeology down there or something. Nothing to do with the witches, and you never guess what they found.
Witches.
They found a witch's house underground.
I thought you was nearly going to say, a witch's out of a witch's
house. They found a witch's out of a witch's...
Yeah.
No, they found a witch's house underground. It had children's bones in the walls of the house. And then they also found a cat, and it was, like, mummified in a jar, like what they used to do in them days, like weird shit. But it was all... They weren't white witches, they were dark. Yeah. Very dark.
Sounds pretty cool.
And when Most Haunted went there, Demdike came through. That was the main witch. Like, she was obviously the leader, and she was an older witch.
Is that where they did the live?
Yeah, it is. They went live. It was for Halloween.
Yeah.
Well, Pendle Hill is where, like, some of the first witches were.
The witch trials were up there for the England ones. It's like Salem.
I was just going to say, it's like the American Salem,
It's an amazing place. You want to look into that.
Whereabouts is it again? Sorry.
It's near Lancashire.
Yeah, Lancashire.
Is it? So it's Preston Way.
Yeah. Beautiful place.
I watched a documentary on it. Other
I mean, there's a pub at the bottom of it, and it's called The Witches, like the pen, like the course. Yeah, and it's amazing. It's just like a proper old school pub with a big like fire, and they just make it so. Just makes it so good.
Sounds like the pub from American Werewolf in London.
Yeah.
It's like that. It just makes it just
makes it better.
We'll
have to go, you know, as a team. We'll have to.
It's only about an hour and a half, 2 hours away.
I don't think all the witches are bad, though. Like, I don't even think they're all witches. Like,
that gem diet was black magic. Yeah. That's why they found children's bones in the walls.
Yeah. Do you get permission to go on there?
I didn't, no, because I was just with my ex. We were just walking.
I think it's just a hill, isn't it?
Yeah, so it's about a 4 mile walk up to it. You have to go over stiles and everything to get to the hill, like to get to the top.
That sounds like too much like hard work.
I just do it. I love it. So we actually asked permission.
Was it night time? Sorry.
It was about 5 o'clock, and it was about October time, so it was just obviously getting dark. Yeah. And we asked the farmer if we could go up, and he was like, "Are you mad?" And I was like, "Yeah." Really? And he was like, "If you go up there, you ain't coming back." And that's what he said to us. I was like, "I'm going up there. I'm going up there." Just get, when someone says that to you and they live there, it just makes you want to do it even more, doesn't it? Just more exciting.
I'm
just a bit weird. I am strange.
Yeah, but when you're at a certain age, you think, nah, fuck, it's not even bothered.
Bye, I'll be in pub.
Yeah.
Yeah, go live, I'll watch you.
So, great. Do you ask for permission if, like, say it was an abandoned church or abandoned building, would you ask permission? Would you try and find out, or would you?
Sometimes it's very hard to find out where places are, who owns places.
Yeah.
I think if it's just like, I think the answer to that is no. Because if it's in a field and it's just there,
on its own.
And if somebody come, we'd just say sorry, you know.
Yeah.
But thank you.
As long as you're not burning anything into
I've had a look on that 28 Days Later website.
Oh, the like sort of Urban Explorers.
Yeah, Urban Explorers go. And I think if the Urban Explorers can get when they don't get into trouble, then why can't they? Yeah, exactly. Why
someone reported one of my YouTube videos to the police this week.
Why?
Because it was on the world's train tracks, but I did have permission to go on there.
Right,
and I labelled it as like a train graveyard. Then the owners of the people who work there said, it's not a graveyard, you shouldn't be doing this, it's trespassing. And then they left a message on one of my YouTube, on like the YouTube video, and said, it's been flagged, and we reported it to local police authorities. So I just took it down because I couldn't be honest with the bullshit.
Yeah, exactly.
Have the police seen you?
No,
it's more like just a scaremonger,
isn't it? Yeah. I mean, it's not a criminal offence anyway, like sort of trespassing, and I did have permission.
Yeah.
So,
I mean,
we'll see how that goes.
It depends. It's like we're going to be going to, we can say it actually because Mandy won't know anyway. We're going to RAF Cyriston on Saturday.
All right.
So that's just an abandoned.
You're going live with it?
Yeah.
And how long's your live videos for?
Oh, they've been going on for about 2 hours, haven't they?
Yeah, we'll just go with it until it.
Yeah, until we're bored.
Is done, yeah.
And what time does it start?
We usually start live at 9.
Half 9 usually, isn't it?
Between 9 and half past.
So, like, you don't do an all-night investigation, you only do a few hours?
We do a few hours, it's enough. If there's something there, it's going to come out, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not into all this witching hour. If it's going to come,
we don't believe in that witching hour because we were told in a certain place at that ship inn at a certain time, it's 1:15, something happened. We didn't get it. It didn't happen. So we stayed there till 1:15 and we didn't get it.
But when I worked at the hall, most things happened in the day.
Yeah, you get it in the day.
I just don't believe that you have to wait all night.
No, because your senses are a lot lower at night. You're a lot more drained.
Yeah, and we don't have any alcohol. We don't have any drugs. We don't have caffeine.
No.
We just try to drink water and decaf. And
yeah, because caffeine like can make you hyper. I'm fucking out.
Yeah, we don't use anything that can cloud your judgment.
Yeah, exactly.
So when you're not ghost hunting, what do you all do? Have you got any other hobbies?
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Not a hobby, but I've got a job, a full-time job.
All right, yeah. Anything good?
Yeah, I work at Rampton.
Do you?
I do. I'm a nursing assistant at Rampton Hospital.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I bet you see some sights there.
A big time.
Yeah.
Do another podcast on that one.
Yeah. Well, like
no,
I had
better not get sacked.
Well, yeah. I had a dominatrix from Hull on, and she used to work in the prison in Hull.
Mm-hmm.
And she's got a customer in Grimsby that's not me.
That's you, isn't
no,
it?
It's not, no, no. I mean, he pays her to force feed him dog shit.
What?
Wow.
I'll do that for him.
I once got asked to eat a live goldfish when I used to do modelling, and I got asked to eat a live goldfish.
What sort of modelling did you used to do?
I used to do glamour modelling.
See, it's all coming out, isn't it?
This one.
Now people are going to be Googling your name.
Oh, God. They won't find me. I had a different name, thank Christ.
Did you?
I was only 19. I did it from 19 till about 22. I'm now nearly 29, so it was a while ago. But, yeah, I did. But, yeah, I got told to eat live goldfish, and I was like, are you actually being serious? Some of the requests that I got, like ball bashing, that were another one. What the hell is that? And then I Googled it. That were a bad idea.
It's just hitting someone in the balls, isn't it?
It's just wearing heels, like massive heels. This one bloke wanted me to stand on his ding-dong with me great fucking heels on, like great spiky bugger off heels.
And how much did they offer to pay you?
£250.
Just doing that, I'd on my ears. I've got any.
Yeah, all right. Did you do it?
No, I did not.
I would have.
I did it.
You would have.
Yeah.
I did that for a tenner. In fact, you know, if ghost hunters don't work out, we know what we're doing.
A tenner.
Dominating ball bashers.
That's fantastic.
Oh my God.
Retford ball bashers.
Yeah.
Yeah, so she's that sort of, she force feeds him dog shit and sells her own shit as well.
Oh, wow. Yeah, you can sell your knickers as well. That's another one.
But hang on, selling your own shit's like a step above.
I know.
Wow.
I thought about getting a pair of knickers from Primark and just like putting them in my back pocket and sitting them on and then selling them.
Yeah, you can make some right money. People make a lot of money out of that.
Until they find out who I am.
My friend used to sell socks.
Oh my God.
What you should wear them for a day and sell them.
Oh, God.
Weird.
See, it's so easy for girls. So, like, you work in Rampton as
a nursing assistant with the women.
Well, all right, cool.
Yep.
Oh, that's cool, yeah. But it's quite a rewarding job as well.
Yeah, you could say that.
Well, no, because, everyone's...
Yeah, we have a lot of activity throughout
the day. But it's stressful as well.
It can be. You've got to have your boundaries and what have you.
Yeah.
You have a lot of fights and...
Is there?
Yeah, constant.
Sounds good, that, doesn't it?
That's just...
Yeah.
And so what do you do for a job when you're not?
I'm actually starting a new job soon at Bannatyne's gym.
Oh, are you? Cool.
Yes.
We've got one of them in Pumbeston.
What,
just as a receptionist or?
Yeah, just front of house.
Oh, that's cool. Make sure you're always smiling.
Yeah.
I always.
And when you're not eating goldfish and standing on other people's bollocks.
Don't do that anymore. I've got a little boy, Hugo, bless him.
Hugo's a cool name.
Thank you.
Why Hugo?
I wanted a masculine, strong name, and I thought that would go quite well.
You can't have them no more.
What do you mean?
You can't have a masculine name anymore.
That's very masculine, and I love it. I love that name. So he's called Hugo Albert after my granddad. My granddad was called Albert.
Hugo Albert. Yeah. What's his surname? Hugo Albert
Brooks.
Brooks.
Yeah.
Famous now.
Lovely name, isn't it? It sounds like it's going to be. So I'm a PA for B&M. So B&M Bargains. And then I also go on the tills every now and again for them as well.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like B&M. It's good.
It is smart, yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you do?
I don't know nothing.
Don't you?
No, I'm a full-time mum at the minute because my husband works away.
All right, cool.
So, I mean, well, we just do a lot for...
Yeah, I was going to say she does loads.
Like, you're the editor, aren't you?
Yeah, I do a lot of it. Like, for YouTube.
And also, all right. You're in the process of setting up your own business with crystals and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, what? I'm like selling them or?
Yeah. So, like, I'm quite big on, like, crystals protector. So, like, when we start, when we start doing our events and selling tickets, I want to give the guests, like, a little crystal as well. and then that's the protection.
Like, yeah.
Because my belief is if you think this crystal's going to protect you, it will. Yeah,
and it's just even if it's a placebo.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it is, but even if it still protects you, won't it?
Yeah, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, yeah, what do you do?
What do I drive and do a podcast. Yeah. That's it. And get into trouble on YouTube. I was going to ask you another question then, but I completely forgot what it was. I can't remember.
Is it about my crystals?
It might have been. So, do you ever, like, do protect yourselves? That's it, because you were talking about crystals. Do you ever do any protection of yourselves? And what sort of protection do you do?
White light. Yeah, we always...
The white light. Yeah. Extending, like yourself in the bubble.
Yes, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I usually start it off, I do it.
And close it down as well.
Close it down. Still in the way, but...
Still hard to imagine yourself in the bubble of light if you got a fucking... shit scared or something.
It's true. Yeah. Because the other day, when we did that thing, me and Connie was in this room, and it was really freaky, wasn't it, Connie?
Something attached to you.
Something did. And I heard, like, talking in my ear. It was like somebody turned the radio on in my ear. It was weird. I know what schizophrenics feel like, honestly.
I was just about to say, you're seeing things and hearing things.
Yeah.
You're not day released from Romps, are you?
Yeah, she doesn't actually work there. She's a resident.
They always sell that to me. It's a spare room range. But when we left, massive light followed me, didn't it? Like followed
me
out.
I sat down as well. It came up when I was filming, yeah.
It was weird. So we were like, Evan was pretty worried about me, wasn't he?
Yeah, he kept commenting saying, it's following you, Rachel, it's followed you out.
Do you believe that something can attach to someone and follow them back?
Yeah.
Or do you think it's attached to the place? Because I've got a girl called Zara that comes on the podcast.
Yeah.
So she's had something following her.
That's a shame.
Yeah.
I think it's possible. I mean, like I said, we don't know what it is, do we? There's nothing set in stone to say this is that and this is other.
No.
So all I can say is that effect can happen. And if it's following her, then just what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, because like sort of she smells smoke, like sort of old smoke.
Right.
And sometimes she's moved out several times. I'm not saying anything that she wouldn't want anyone to hear because it's all been on podcast, but she hears bangs on the door, in her bedroom door, because sort of she sleeps downstairs with her partner and the kids are upstairs and that. And sometimes she hears massive knocking on the door. Mm. But she has seen a tall dark guy. But that's like the thing. And I used to have a lot of people in their houses. The activity used to come from the landing way.
Mm.
Like walking and like dark shadows and things, coins coming from downstairs.
Yeah. Wow.
I think I've had something follow me before.
It's that guy who wanted you to...
Well, I told you, didn't I? I'd come back from a ghost hunt and I was laid in bed and I lived at a place called Morton Hall. And it was
shaking your legs?
No.
Me.
Is it you?
Yeah.
It's because she does it all the time.
It was a really old manor house. And I lived still in the servant quarters bit of it. And I was in bed and I heard like a bang. So I got shot out of bed, went into the kitchen and there were a tin of beans on the floor. Obviously flew out of the cupboard. Went back to bed, I thought, what the hell? But then I was going back to sleep and something was like, open your eyes, don't go to sleep, open your eyes. I opened my eyes and there was like a 7 foot tall black figure just stood pointing at me at the end of the bed and it just disappeared. And I'd just come off a ghost hunt.
Did you ever find out why it was pointing at you?
No, like I never even looked into it. I just kind of brushed it off and forgot about it. But now I've started doing this.
Mm.
Now I'm back into it.
Yeah.
I'm now thinking, what the hell was that? What did I say? But was I asleep? I don't know. Like, it's strange. Like, I remember it so vividly. I couldn't have been asleep.
Yeah, because there's things called I think it's hypergonic. So that's, it's either when you fall asleep or wake up, you're still in a lot of a dream state and you start hallucinate. So like if you're falling asleep and someone shouts your name, you think, well, I can just hear my name ring. Someone shouted my name, or the phone ring. Where sleep paralysis is where you wake up and you're paralysed, and you think there's someone in the room.
Have you ever had it, Connie?
I have it all the time.
Do you?
I have it all the time.
So I sometimes hear children's voices as well before I go to sleep.
Is it not Hugo?
I don't.
No, like before Hugo was born, I've always heard him. Always.
Maybe it was still Hugo.
I don't hallucinate when I do it.
What? Tell him.
No, but I have done it since I was really young.
Wow.
I thought it was normal.
It's when part of your brain wakes up into the movement.
I've always thought it was normal. It's when when it happens to me, I can open my eyes and I can't move anything. I can't move any.
Have you ever seen anything?
Don't hallucinate. I've never hallucinated. No.
Wow.
What
but
do you
it's
say?
Still, it's well, just as scary.
I'm not open my eyes yet, but it's what I can hear. Like, the only way to describe it is, like, you know how the grudge sounds? Like, the grudge noise.
Oh, like, God, don't do that, because I put my hair up for them and look like it.
Yeah, but you should see the original, the Japanese one, scarier than
yeah. Yeah, it's horrendous.
But like, I can feel myself dropping into the, like, sleep, and I can, you know, like, say if a motorbike's in the distance and it's coming closer, it does that, like, oh, it's freaking me out just talking about it. But like, I get that. Sometimes I'll have it every night for maybe a month, but then I'll go for a long time without having it. So I don't know. But I don't know if that's paranormal or not. No, I've not made up my mind.
It's weird sleep, because like, I had someone and like, she said she woke up and saw a demon on top of her boyfriend's chest like a lizard thing.
It's the queen.
Oh don't yeah, the queen's a lizard.
The queen.
She
yes.
believes it.
Do you believe it? The queen is a lizard.
I might have someone on the podcast on Thursday called Sam Tripoli, and he does like a conspiracy podcast from America.
I love conspiracy.
He's like a stand-up comedian with like Joey Diaz and like right. Joe Rogan and things like that. So, okay. But he said he might going to come on, but he's going to be at 5 if he comes on. So because it's like 10 o'clock where he is, it's 5
yeah.
here.
I'll be watching that. So
but
I'm conspiracy.
The Queen, he thinks she's a. Like a lizard.
Yeah, so do I.
But like the thing with
it's
the
like
queen
the
is,
guy. I can't. You know, I'm so open-minded, but
the thing with the queen is,
you need to really watch.
I mean,
those
I love David Icke, but when he starts lizarding, I'm like,
why lizarding? But you need to really listen to him because he makes sense.
The thing is, the queen cat in like London, there's something called the City of London, and like they have their own police force, and it's a square mile. So the queen cat and the queen cat enter. Without asking permission from the Rome Lord Mayor of the City of London.
Mm-hmm.
So when he says, yeah, they've got to do a ceremony. So she gets dressed up and bows in front of a statue, and the statue's a dragon.
Yeah.
So she does some sort of like ceremony, and all the boundaries are like dragon statues to like say this is the City of London. So they've got their own police force, their own thing. They're not bound to Parliament or anything.
Wow.
So.
What's the Facebook guy called?
David Icke?
No.
No, David Icke's really famous writer, isn't
he? Facebook.
Oh, sorry. What do you call him? Facebook man?
Yeah, well, I'm
Zuckerberg.
On Facebook.
Zuckerberg.
Matt
yeah.
Zuckerberg.
Oh,
have
yeah.
you seen the video of him when he's
when he
in
says,
court?
When I was human.
Well, he said that, but there's a video of him
yeah.
where he's in court and he's up and you see his eyes change.
Change, yeah, there's a lot of that, isn't there?
And it's they've like proven it, it's not photoshopped, no one's done it. It's
what, do they believe that he could be a lizard? Mm. Or soul is salted devil or whatever.
Being like, because...
They're that young, aren't they? Making so much money, it makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Well, we're going into
I've never
Illuminati
seen a rich
stuff
lizard.
Now.
Well, no, it's because, like, reptile eye...
Yeah, we are.
They've got two reptile islands, aren't they? But, like... There is a video of him saying, when I was human.
Wow.
But I don't know, because the more podcasts I've been listening to, and I've been listening to a lot of, like sort of Elon Musk, and, like, there's quite good evidence, well, not good evidence, but there's the theory we all live in a simulation.
Yeah. I don't believe that.
I think it's interesting, and I'm...
You should listen to the...
What do you mean by
sorry.
That, sorry, simulation?
It's where it's just... We're like this isn't base reality. We're like
have
in a simulation.
I believe that. I believe that aliens. That's just another one of my things. Honestly, because I'm mad on aliens. So I honestly believe that aliens use us like a game, like a board game. Like they'll decide when we die, and they'll just be like, she can fuck off. She could die. Flick her off.
You actually
game.
Believe that?
I seriously do. Have you ever seen a thing called Ancient Aliens?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, there you go. Then that'll make you.
You would sort of should have listened to Joe Rogan's podcast because he's got. He had that Bob Lazar on.
Oh, I love him and all about aliens. Oh
and
my
he,
God.
And like Bob Lazar was saying that these like I think he had about 4 ships, and like at least 3 of them, or was it 9? At least 3 of them were found on archaeological digs.
Yeah.
And this was like in the 1970s, 1980s.
A lot of people thought he was lying, but I seriously don't believe he was lying at all. I don't believe.
And
he
then
was
he's
lying.
Had another Top Gun fighter on who says he saw the Tic Tac UFO in like 2004. So he's getting all credible people on. But yeah, I don't think we all...
Yeah, I'm open to all that. It's just the lizard.
Have you heard of the story Fire in the Sky?
It's a good film, Matt, yeah.
Amazing. That's
yeah.
true story. Well,
yeah.
But he gets lie detected every year of his birthday.
Good
never
stories
changes.
Have changed, have they?
Never. Or his friends. None of the stories have ever changed. It's good.
That's a scary film, to be fair.
What's it called?
It's Fire in the Sky.
Oh, absolutely.
It's about someone who got abducted, but the like stories haven't changed. These stories have not changed. They all got put on the lie detector.
They all got lie detectors and they all passed.
And like they've offered to do it. Said we'll ever take a, you know, we'll always
in America.
Do, like, yeah.
I think I do know who you
when
mean.
When the video him, I'm seeing it when now. The video in the post, you can see the fear in his eyes. Like yeah. He is pet. When he goes back and goes back to that scenario, what happened to him? You can see the fear and the pain in his eyes, and you know he's not lying. It's called Bob. Is it Bob Inter? Is it Bob?
I don't know his name.
I'm trying to think of his name. I think it's Bob something.
I do think I know what you mean.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Lizard. Yeah. There's
well,
a lot of
from goldfish, ghosts, lizards.
Flat
Earth.
Yeah, but it's all paranormal, wow. This, isn't it? It's yeah. Still, we're still talking
it
paranormal.
Is. It's all the unknown, and that's
the
what
flat
it is.
Earth theory. This is the next one.
No.
No. They've got some compelling arguments.
She wants to go home.
Yeah, but like, yeah, we haven't got time. Well, fucking hell, it's an hour and 14.
He's kidding.
No.
Shit. You don't shut up, do you? Sorry, I do talk.
Never noticed.
I can talk, mate. Can't I, though?
Sorry. So yeah, but like the books, if you there's one called Lloyd Ackback is a good guide to like because he's quite well known, and Stoke Hunt.
Right, yeah, that one. I need to look into that.
But if you ever got any spare spaces, for I'd come on some ghost hunts.
Yeah, well, we'd like to invite you.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah, when we get Tim. Give us like love maybe that. A month or something.
Yeah, we'll have to be
get
a good
some
one.
More, get a good one.
Not I remember scary. The name of the guy. It's not Bob. It's Travis Walton.
Right. Yeah. It is. I know. I have seen
sorry,
the stuff
to
on
it. Again,
it
is. Yeah.
We
keep
are getting a lot of UFOs here, but just over there, we've like got a bombing range, which is a test range where like all the planes come.
Yeah.
And we just going on back onto the UFOs. We've got a wind farm in North Conning Zone, and one of the blades got hit by something.
Oh yeah, I've seen that on Facebook.
Yeah, it was a couple of years.
Yeah, it was
like, quite a few years ago now. But someone said it could have been
twisted, wasn't it?
Yeah, and like they said, it could have been Taranis, which is like a big black triangle, but it's like a drone, and they could have been flying that, testing it down a nook, just flew it and hit a propeller.
It would have had to be a big thing, though, wouldn't it, to make that damage.
Yeah, but it does make you wonder if it's
do you think
out there.
Maybe that UFOs are us in time travel, coming back to see ourselves?
I don't know. I think there's something. Like, I do... I mean, I'm not necessarily a believer of the dead's coming back to see people, because I think the mind plays a massive part in it.
No, I'm on about time travel.
Yeah, I'm like sort of going to get to that.
Oh, sorry.
Rachel!
And I was going to say, Houdini as well, a good book that he wrote called A Magician Among the Spirits, because he, like, studied all psychics and mediums for, like... I think it was like 38 or like was it 28 years, something like that.
A
and he
time.
Like sort of he disproved everything. He like couldn't find someone that he couldn't replicate.
Yeah.
But back to the UFOs, so. I think there's something there on both sides because there's so many people reporting it.
Oh god, yeah, my sister saw a massive one.
Are we talking about UFOs now?
Yeah.
Her boyfriend's hurt what?
And yeah, massive.
Haven't NASA said something like they've admitted to? I don't think they've said we've seen an alien, but I think they've said something along the lines.
I don't trust the mainstream media anymore.
No.
Sorry, go on.
I honestly believe that the government cover it all up. It's just massively
do,
a big
but
cover
I think
up. Because the world will go mad. If we say there's aliens, there's no God. It kills religion.
Yeah, but
you
just say in the book of Genesis that God made everything. So
yeah, but whose God is he, an alien?
I mean, I'm religious anyway, so I do believe there's a God. Whether it be, but then again, I believe we could live in a simulation.
I like that.
So I've gone past the God now.
It's hard because, like, if you admit there's aliens, it would bring religion to a standstill.
The world would go mad. It'd cause wars, wouldn't it?
Definitely.
I think it's getting to a point where they've got no choice, though. People are switching on to things. Like, look at the Area 51 storming thing.
Wow,
Like, and do you know? I bet there's nothing at Area 51, because if there is, they'd have moved it all by now. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe
like,
so.
And plus, they would have got shot.
Yeah.
And I'd think they'd be underground, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
Obviously, that's where Bob Lazar saw that.
I think it was a part of that, wasn't it? Yeah. Yeah, that's what people say, saying it's a distraction from the real.
Mm.
But I don't believe NASA. Don't believe.
No.
Well, there's like Tom DeLonge, do you know what I mean? What is it called? From Blink-182, he's got that. He works with what's his name? Like Tesla and stuff. Like, all the
Elon Musk.
I think he's got, he's set up his own like funding thing, and he's, it's called, is it called like Shoot for the Stars or something like that? You'll have to Google it.
I'm gonna Google it.
What, he believes in aliens?
Like, he's like trying his best to like prove like that there are aliens and stuff, and there's a lot of doing it. Like, and
I think it would be really silly to say there isn't. It would be a little bit.
I think we'll be a bit arrogant to think we're the only life form in the universe.
And we're not fantastic, are we?
No, we're bloody not.
That and I'm pretty good.
Speak for yourself.
What about how we're made and stuff? You know, like, with all diseases we get and everything. Oh, I'm awesome, but.
Sort of society's completely lost its way now.
Oh, totally.
There's no hope.
No.
The way technology's going.
No.
So, do you believe in UFOs or anything?
I do, yeah.
Have you ever seen one?
No, I've never seen one.
No.
But no, I believe there's definitely other things out there.
Do you believe they're coming to visit us? Because like people might say, I believe there is things there, but I don't believe they're coming to visit us.
I hope they do.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've never had a personal experience, but I don't disbelieve people that have.
Yeah.
And that's one of the reasons I wanted you all on, because it's like you've got an open mind. You can't go in subjectively to a ghost hunt. It's got to be objectively.
No, you've got to.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I got that one right.
Do you know, like my belief as well, you know, like obviously you get sceptics.
Yeah.
I don't believe sceptics. I don't believe that they're actually fully sceptic. Like, they might have doubts, but like we'll never know. So like, how can you be that 100% sure?
Mm.
That, like, I think you're always able to, like, you know, make them question it.
The problem is with sceptics, I think they let the media and everything get into their heads a bit, and they just want to live so straight down the line.
Yeah, of course.
Whereas we're a bit more open minded and we'll
go
to the.
You've got to think outside the box.
Yeah, exactly.
You?
Yeah.
But you're like, because I read a report from a ghost hunting book that was saying that if you had two people and something happened, the person shouldn't tell the other person it happened, you should wait till after, both write it down.
Yeah.
Because then it won't auto-suggest or suggest to the person something happened.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you had, like, three bits of evidence with an EVP, a photo of an orb, and an experience...
Like we did, we had the photo and we had the EVP, didn't we?
Yeah.
It was great.
And that might be one good bit of evidence out of, like, 50.
At the end of the day, right, even if it's not serious, if it's not... Things are happening and we enjoy picking them up. Yeah. We enjoy... capturing, we enjoy getting these voices, we enjoy getting these photos and seeing
it
things.
It just sets adrenaline off in your blood, doesn't
it's
it?
A buzz,
we're really passionate, it's exciting. Yeah. We're not, you know, we're not there saying, right, we're going to debunk this or we're going to find something.
No,
we go to see what happens,
and it's fine that people are skeptic as well. Like, we welcome skeptics.
I love to change a skeptic's mind because I used to be a bit skeptical myself.
Do you ever get the piss taken out of you all when you like go, like, oh, here comes the Ghostbusters? Da, 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 da.
Yeah, I do.
The problem is with me, because I've got a gob on me, I end up getting an argument with skeptics. I'm like, yeah, but you just think, you don't get it.
Yeah, I think I do think both sides need to be heard and understood.
Yeah.
But you should do one at Skidbrook. Maybe not do one at Skidbrook because that's a heritage trust now, I think. And judging by my past
English Heritage are quite good for
those. Oh, no, wait, it's the Church's
Trust.
It's
National Trust.
Oh, right, okay.
You, like, can go in there.
The Heritage are fantastic. They always just say yes to us.
Did they?
Yeah, they're fantastic. Ooh. The Heritage, it's the National Trust.
We should go to Bolsover Castle then.
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
It's like Chesterfield Way.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's just like when I drive, because that's like one on the hill, isn't it?
Yeah, when you're on motorway, you can see it. No.
Yeah.
I thought you were looking at me.
Yeah. I was just thinking, would you get permission for that though?
I don't think we'd try.
Yeah, we quite often try. When we go to get permission, you know, like some people just send a letter.
It's going to be easy because you're women as well.
I'm a big believer in women. We all go and
turn
we show face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show your character. Show face. Tits out a bit. Tell me it works.
It does.
It does.
Not you, Daniel.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Definitely. So I think people need to see you, and it's different than just
to show you're not some sort of fucking nutcase.
Exactly.
With
a
cat.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. But I used to go to people and say, "Oh, haven't you brought all your equipment?" And it's like, well, I used to go to meet the person, then go with the questionnaire, then go back with the answer to the questionnaire, and see where you wanted to go from there.
Yeah.
Not just fucking rolling with like CCTV and everything.
No.
But
it's good.
But like, I only stopped because I got to a point where it's like, oh fuck it, I'm not even bothered. I'll find out in a couple of years anyway. And that's the only reason I stopped it, but I still find it interesting.
Yeah.
But I don't think I'd ever go.
So how did you find us?
Twitter, Lincolnshire Live.
Wow. That's good then.
Because there was a thing, and then that bit of that bit at the bottom was like, we don't use Ouija boards.
Mm.
Yeah. So
you thought, oh, I like that.
Yeah, and then I found you through Instagram.
Yeah. So. Brilliant. So it's working then.
Yeah. It is. Yes. Yeah. It does.
It is.
It does work. That's
marvellous.
Because I've come off Facebook, but I've had quite a good few people on like Facebook on my podcast. I've had Paddy from Emmerdale.
Have
you? Yeah. So like, he invited me around to his house for dinner.
Oh, cute.
And with his wife, but that was about horror films.
Okay.
Because I love horror. And the policeman from, and like Andy Whittaker from Emmerdale as well.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
That's
good.
Emmerdale.
Yeah. Yeah, I've had Paddy, that is like really good.
Paddy's just so cuddly, I could just cuddle him, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Like a cuddly potato.
Yeah. I was like,
not
quite
a potato, a teddy bear. Why the fuck did I say potato?
Because he looks like a shaved potato.
I see him. Sorry if you listen to this.
Dominic Rowe. Wow. And like his wife's an actor as well, and they're really nice. We had sausages.
It was
really nice, yeah.
We had sausages.
And we did, nice. And I went to Andy Whittaker. But yeah, got good people.
Yeah. Yeah, so down to good. Earth.
Yeah. So
that's what we are, aren't we?
Yeah.
Down to earth.
Yeah, because I was here and I saw you over there and I thought, I'll send him a message, I just don't want to get out and go.
We were just going live,
we scared of us.
Yeah.
We were like, oh, God, you? All women.
Yeah.
Like, oh, my.
Yeah.
Right,
well, thanks for having us.
No, well, like, so thanks for coming on.
Yeah, I loved it.
Have you?
Yeah. Good. Thank you.
I'll try and get it on. What time is it?
What?
Well, like, quarter tonight, so I've got to get home, put it on.
All right.
Hopefully it'll be on tonight. It's okay. My internet's dead slow for some reason.
Is it? Yeah, mine's been, actually. That's probably another story.
It's the lizard queen trying to fuck like, message out.
Well, we're down for a fag, aren't we?
So, one quick question.
Go on.
One quick question. When are you next going live, then, so people can...
Saturday.
Saturday at...
Well,
we don't
want to
know the... Oh, right, so we don't know the location.
No.
You have, you've
mentioned
it. She has already said it.
She did. But it don't matter anyway, they'll forget. Yeah, Hoppers 9 on Saturday. We went live last night in my dining room and we had a story time, ghost story time.
That's pretty
And it
cool.
was really good, so you watch yeah. that.
And
it
are you
great.
Doing anything for Halloween?
We may have an event, big event. A first event.
Anywhere good? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm not telling you that.
It's not definitely.
You'll have to follow us and find out.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when that's off.
Yeah.
And you should go to Highgate Cemetery as well in London. Because that's
good.
Meant to be haunted by a vampire, isn't it? Highgate Cemetery.
Put my high collar on.
Yeah,
there we go.
This guy reckoned he went into a tomb and put a stake through a body and it just disintegrated.
Oh, I love
that's
it.
Not very annoying, is it?
What, the body? Well, no, not if it's disintegrated.
So fat, Papa blows my mind.
I didn't say it was.
I believe
that
it
was very passive-aggressive, what you said then.
It was.
Wasn't it? Won't be there anymore, will it?
Do you believe in fairies?
Don't know.
I do. You ever seen the film about those little girls who found all them fairies in the garden?
That was fake, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, but how did they do it? Like, that? Because it was olden days, wasn't it? There were no... How did they fake it? Oh,
I don't know. But thanks.
Yeah, I'm just looking.
You should listen to my other podcast that I did a couple of days ago about the film The Labyrinth being a paedophilic film.
Really?
Yeah.
What? I love that film.
Don't ruin it.
It is. She's 15 and he fancies her and he's in love with her. And he basically tells
her
that.
Bowie?
Yeah, but that little worm says, would you like to come and meet me, mistress, for a cup of tea?
Or whatever. That stop it from being a paedophilic film.
I'm sorry, I do love his music, but David Bowie is known for sleeping with young girls.
Yeah. Oh, man, he might bang that 14-year-old when he got...
I'm
not laughing at it.
Yeah.
But, like, apparently I think she was shagging people anyway. Like, she was a roadie, but yeah. No. So I think he applied her with weed and alcohol and he took advantage.
Wow.
But, like, he's playing... a goblin king who's got a big knob and balls and his tight thing.
Yeah, he has got a
film now.
He has got a
good film.
I think as a kid I was like, what is that?
Exactly, and it's a kid's film. Then he's like singing a love song and then he gives her that drugged peach.
Yeah, yeah.
So like she falls asleep and then she's in that sort of masquerade weird
fucking. It is weird that.
And yeah, then he's stalking her. Then he's like dancing with her. Like a fine 100% love scene. And then at the end he says, just be my slave, I'll do anything for you.
Yeah.
Paedophilic film.
You're right.
Childhood ruined.
Yeah. There's a lot of things. It's like the Magic Roundabout. People used to say that were a bit.
Magic Roundabout?
Yeah, like Captain Pugwash and shit like that. That was meant to be a bit.
Oh, Seaman Combs.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, great though, isn't it? That's so funny. It doesn't make me laugh.
Right, so you guys have got a long drive up to Retford.
Yeah, man.
We have.
An hour and a half.
Like, you all work tomorrow?
Yeah. And I've got a kid to get up with 7 times a night.
Yeah.
And he gets up, he doesn't sleep.
After a load of
boy.
Little shit.
That's what boys are. Little shit. Right, well, thanks for coming on, and I'll send the link to you.
Okay.
And you can all share it on each of your profile if you want. And
take
lovely. It thank you.
And have you got any links I can put on? I mean, I'm not on Facebook, but you've got your Instagram and your Twitter, aren't you?
Yeah.
So if I put the links to that
and
in the description.
And a YouTube.
You've got on YouTube. I'll subscribe tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah. On YouTube.
Okay.
Because it'll be on YouTube as well.
Yeah.
But it's not a video, obviously, because I'm not filming anything.
No. Yeah.
And that'd be creepy if I had a little video.
It's me. It's only fake taxi.
Yeah, fake taxi.
Sorry.
Fake taxi. Yeah.
Fake taxi, that's a put. Who said that?
I didn't say it, cheeky bugger. Well, can't it quiet one? It
matters. He was a driver.
It's always quiet ones, isn't it?
How do you know about a fake taxi? And there's fake audition as well.
Do you know what fake taxi is?
Yeah, it's a porn thing.
Oh, I was going to say, I don't think you knew what it was, though.
Well, of course I know what it is. I think I don't mean of course I know it. But I've got to know.
He watches it every night, don't I?
Nice.
Every night.
Every new. And there's fake audition as well.
Fake audition.
No,
you
thank
know about
you.
That one.
Wow, love it.
Right, now right, it's turned to smoke.
Anyway,
we'll go.
I know.
So yeah, let's go.
Thank you. Bye.
See you later. Bye bye.
Thank you.
Bye bye. The Team Biscuits Podcast.